It was a late night finance committee meeting on Wednesday night for the assembly. They spent more than 5 hours voting on a list of what to cut and what to keep as the city faces a multi-million dollar shortfall next fiscal year. There were a lot of numbers, amendments, and as Mayor Beth Weldon pointed out, things got messy.
Now I'm totally confused, and it's 10:30 at night.
Yes, and it is 10:30 at night.
The assembly voted not to close the Douglas Fire Station, which was on the chopping block Wednesday night, but they did unanimously vote to close and sell the Mount Jumbo Gym. It voted last week to also preserve Juno's Pools, Diamond Park Fieldhouse, and social service grants. The assembly also decided to not close the Juno Douglas City Museum, but instead, they voted in a 7-2 split to reduce the museum's annual funding by $261,000. Deputy City Manager Robert Barr explained that it wouldn't close the museum, but it would mean laying off 2 staff members and drastically reducing the museum's hours.
The number of hours would be, I would say, more variable than they are right now because the staffing would be significantly reduced. And I would say our ability to be open regular hours would be very challenging at this level, but we would have the ability to be open sometimes.
The roughly $250,000 cut would also eliminate the museum's capacity to host public programs like First Fridays, exhibit openings, and school class visits. Assemblymember Maureen Hall voted against any reductions to the museum, arguing there are other ways to balance the budget that wouldn't be as drastic.
It's our history, and I don't think we should be cutting off access to it as we ponder how to move forward.
The assembly also voted to reduce funding to Travel Juno, the city's landscaping budget, the Juno Economic Development Council, the Jensen Olsom Arboretum, and eliminate an administrative support position in the city's administration department. The assembly also advanced a plan that plays a significant role in getting the budget in the black. It voted to pull $2.7 million from a 1% temporary sales tax that voters approved in 2022, meant for the city's restricted budget reserve, and instead moved it to the general fund. The restricted budget reserve is essentially the city's rainy day fund and meant for extreme emergencies or unexpected events. The assembly voted to maintain funding to the Juno Arts and Humanities Council, the Small Business Development Center, the city's Affordable Housing Fund, and the city's staff and travel training budget. Assemblymember Alicia Huskandes said supporting housing development is critical for Juno's future.
We are in a super housing crisis. This is not the time that you press the brake. It is the time you hit the gas. It is not the time you reduce funds. I understand we are in the fiscal situation that we are in, but when you are looking for areas to make cuts, this is not where you look.
The assembly is also looking at ways to increase city revenue, like revising the city's sales tax cap on some higher-priced items and services, and lowering the property tax hardship exemption income level. If the assembly votes to act on any of those ways to increase revenue, it may choose to reverse some cuts made on Wednesday before it finalizes the budget. Assemblymember Christine Wall reminded the assembly that nothing is permanent yet.
What we are trying to do tonight is come to a holistic budget that we can pass to the full assembly so that the public can get one more opportunity to give us feedback on it. And nothing is set in stone until we vote as a full assembly on June 8th.
Residents will have another chance to testify on the budget at a meeting on June 8th. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson,